Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The federal government is seeking a six-month delay for deciding whether two seals that depend on sea ice should be listed as a threatened species because of climate change. The fisheries section of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration a year ago proposed listing ring seals found in the Arctic Basin and the North Atlantic and two populations of bearded seals in the Pacific Ocean. A final decision was due on Saturday. NOAA fisheries spokeswoman Julie Spiegel said the agency has proposed delay the decision until June 10th. She says there's disagreement over analysis of model projections of future sea ice habitat. Both ringed and bearded seals give birth on sea ice. Attorneys for three Arkansas teenagers accused of killing a Juneau man will argue motions today to dismiss the case or transfer it to juvenile court and try each boy individually. 17-year-old Richard Shelby Weibark and Timothy Tyler Norwood and 16-year-old Clinton LaVon Ross are charged with second-degree murder in connection with the death of Kevin Thornton of Juneau. The teenagers also face an aggravating charge of violent group activity. The Malvern, Arkansas boys have been charged in a single case in adult criminal court. Earlier this fall, their attorneys filed the motions to separate the trial, saying a joint trial would violate the rights of due process and fair trial. They also moved to dismiss the case or at least transfer the youth into juvenile court. Four Juneau youth are the winners of the Hillary Lind Season Pass Scholarship at Eagle Crest. Since 1992, the Ski Area Board of Directors has given four passes each season to Juneau students in recognition of Lind's silver medal at the 1992 Winter Olympics, as well as her dedication to ski racing. This year's second grader Ella Goldstein, third grader Isaac Evanson, third eighth grader Brianna Seven Piper, and freshman Preston Perfuras won the pass out of a field of 29 applicants. Two of the winners were at Eagle Crest on Saturday to receive their pass. This is the first time that Lynn has been in Juneau to make the award. She recently moved back to Juneau and can be seen most weekends skiing with her five-year-old daughter at Eagle Crest, where Lynn got her start in ski racing. Ella Goldstein has been skiing since she was four, and she told Lynn that she likes jumps and going fast.
I like the jumps because it's like you're flying when you go down.
What do you like about going fast?
Because the wind blows.
The wind blows in your face. It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Preston Perforis recently moved to Juneau from Oklahoma. He's never been on skis or a snowboard before, but he says skateboarding will probably help.
Well, I can ride like four different types of skateboards, so I figured I might have an advantage to it. And I thought it'd just be fun.
As Lynn talked to the young winners, she had some advice for them.
What I've been working on with my daughter is getting her forward on her skis so she's not sitting on her tails, because you have a lot more control of your skis when you're forward on them.
What about the young snowboarder? What would you tell him?
I'd just say take advantage of having the pass for the year and get out here. It doesn't matter if it's raining or frozen or anything else. You just get out here and have fun.
And all the winners say they plan to do just that. And elsewhere around the state, schools in the Anchorage School District are closed today because of snow and deteriorating road conditions there. A spokesperson says the Anchorage superintendent made the decision to close schools shortly after 6 o'clock this morning. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some wind and some rain today.